This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you next by Bretzky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bretzky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. By McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And also by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the thumbs only used car dealer with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for today. When the Lapeer City Commission will be meeting on Tuesday, February the 17th, tomorrow, they are expected to approve several recreational upgrades. The meeting was originally scheduled for today, but that was changed due to the President's Day holiday. According to the preliminary agenda, the commission is expected to approve construction of 6 pickleball courts and 2 tennis courts. At an estimated cost of $267,357. Construction for that project is expected to start in the spring at Crampton Park. Another proposed upgrade for the park is replacing the restroom and locker room partitions at the community center, which are showing their age. And also under consideration is replacing the UV system for the pool at the center as well, which sanitizes the water using germicidal ultraviolet light. And in other news for today, a 40-year-old centerline man has been sentenced to 10 months in prison for making threats against Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Stephen Conway, who has a prior record for threatening judges and police officers, posted threats on an online dating site claiming that the governor was, quote, marked for assassination. Following his guilty plea to 2 counts of communicating threats across state lines, U.S. District Court Judge Robert J. White also ordered 2 years of supervised release. The FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force, along with local law enforcement support, investigated the case, and U.S. Attorney Jerome F. Gordon Jr. emphasized that threats of political violence undermine the rule of law and that public servants and citizens alike will be protected. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with some further news right after this.
Hi, it's Tyler. Did you know all sales of our regular inventory at Al Hansen Motors include a powertrain warranty at no cost to you? And did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees or prep fees? Lastly, did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we don't charge finance fees? That's why people love to buy their next vehicle from us. No hidden fees, no gimmicks, just straightforward deals that are always open to reasonable negotiation. This week I'm featuring a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon and it's in great shape. It has Android Auto, Apple CarPlay, heated mirrors, a backup camera, and more. It only has 78,000 miles and we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It's equipped with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. It's in like new condition and has 43,000 miles. We're asking $19,980. If you're looking for a four-wheel drive for under 15 grand, I have a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has 94,000 miles, and we're asking $13,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded and has a 5.7 Hemi V8 with 88,000 miles. We're asking $28,780.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Elkton Police Department is alerting parents to the growing availability of Mitra 9 can Kratom beverages in local stores as well as online. The brightly colored drinks, marketed as plant-based kava and Kratom products, resemble energy drinks and are sold at gas stations, convenience stores, vape shops, and online retailers. Police say some cans clearly list Kratom extract as a ingredient in the drinks. Officials caution that although the drinks may look similar to common energy beverages, they contain psychoactive compounds that act on brain receptors in ways that are comparable to opioids. Reported side effects include nausea, dizziness, drowsiness, increased heart rate, and impaired judgment. Repeated use can lead to dependency, and mixing it with alcohol can increase the risk of respiratory depression. Because the products are not regulated like most FDA-approved medications, the potency and ingredients may vary from can, according to police. Parents are encouraged to talk with students about unfamiliar drinks and supplements, as well as monitor for changes in mood or behavior. Officials said that the goal of the advisory is both prevention and awareness. And in other news for today, Aspire Rural Health Systems, in partnership with the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, will be offering free heart health screenings for teenagers between the ages of 13 and 19 on Saturday, March the 14th, from 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Hills and Dales Healthcare of Cass City. The event includes a medical history review, blood pressure check, and an electrocardiogram, with a pediatric cardiologist on site to evaluate the results and order an echocardiogram if it's needed. The screenings are designed to detect conditions such as hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a leading cause of sudden cardiac death in young athletes. The program is supported in part by the Thomas Smith Memorial Foundation, which was created in memory of Thomas N. Smith, who was a Flushing high school senior who died in 2011 from an undiagnosed enlarged heart. Parents must pre-register their teens due to limited space and complete required paperwork in advance. Registration information is available online at aspirehs.org. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return right after this.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
At McKenzie Jewelers, we believe every story is one of a kind, just like the person you're sharing it with. That's why we don't just offer rings. We can create that one-of-a-kind, custom, handcrafted jewelry that's as special as your relationship. Whether it's an engagement ring, a necklace, or a bracelet, we work closely with you to design that unique piece that truly reflects your love. Imagine the joy of wearing a piece of jewelry that's been thoughtfully designed just for you, capturing the moments that matter the most. And if you have an old design that needs a refresh, we can bring it back to life, turning outdated pieces into timeless treasures. For over 40 years, McKenzie Jewelers has been part of life's most precious milestones. When you choose McKenzie Jewelers, you're not just choosing a jeweler, you're choosing a partner who understands the significance of every detail.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Monday, February the 16th of 2026. For a complete look at your thumb area news and obituaries at any time, for both, you can go to our website, thumbnet.net. And that look at your news and obituaries over the air has been brought to you now by Bretzky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bretzky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding expert. By McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full line service department.